They welcome into Farm Talk here for a Wednesday edition. Right now, though, we are joined by Rachel Gibbs. She has joined NDSU Extension as the Hettinger Research Extension Center as livestock specialist for ruminant system management. Rachel, thanks for taking time to be with us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to be here and excited to get to talk to you a little bit today.
Absolutely. So talk to me about your position. What are you going to be doing now with NDSU?
Sure, yeah. I'm just getting my feet on the ground here in Hettinger, but I'm really excited to join a statewide team of extension specialists. We work to provide timely and science-backed information for all the industry stakeholders and work with county extension agents for local producers to provide information on livestock systems and how we can better utilize resources and efficiency.
And you've got quite the background, too, by the way, from West Central Texas, right?
Yes, sir. Originally from West Central Texas, we like to call it sheep and goat country. Grew up raising and showing sheep and goats in the 4-H and FFA, so really passionate about the youth side as well.
Well, talk more about your role. Talk more about your role and what you what you're going to be doing. As like you said, you're just getting your feet on the ground out there right now.
Sure. So a big part of my role will be involving research, and in particular, my expertise is in risk management and sheep and goat production. But ultimately, my goal would be to develop precision livestock tools or productive indexes that help us identify high-risk individuals within a population. Are they high risk in terms of developing disease or succumbing to environmental conditions? And if we can identify those animals, how can we better allocate those resources and improve herd integrity moving forward?
Well, and, you know, North Dakota is really, you know, other states around us, South Dakota, we always point to as a huge, you know, they've gone huge with animal agriculture. North Dakota is we're getting there. We're slowly but surely getting there. Talk a little bit about the difference between where you grew up to where you are now as far as animal agriculture goes.
Yeah, it's a pretty big difference. You know, here we have a lot more cattle than from where I'm from. Sheep and goats were primarily the productive agriculture there in that area, along with some farming. In southwest North Dakota, we're primarily a livestock productive area. We focus on small grains as well as that are used for livestock feeds, and then also working on the cattle side. And there is some sheep and goats here as well. And we work a lot with South Dakota and Montana, who have larger sheep populations, and work with those producers and agents as well in those states.
Well, and of course, joining NDSU Extension now in the Hettinger area, but this is part of the southwest North Dakota is where you are, but this is part of the statewide extension with the livestock programming. Yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, exactly. So we'll work as part of a team across the state to provide. You know, everybody's got their own background and expertise, and what I bring to that is more on the small ruminant side, but interested to see how I can help in all areas of the extension team in animal agriculture.
Well, and in keeping, you know, and one of those things, of course, is always a concern is, you know, disease and those types of things, and keeping those things at bay and having a plan in place if such things should occur. And that's also huge in having a statewide network like that.
Exactly. You know, we, in Texas, you know, my experience with heat stress is way up there. That's one of the biggest problems we have, particularly in the feedlot industry and even well into the Midwest where I spent some time through my degrees. And so my experience with that is if we can identify those animals that are more likely to struggle with those conditions, hey, can we put them in, separate them out from the herd and maybe spend a little bit more time taking care of those animals? Or from a production standpoint, do we cull those animals from the herd and improve our efficiency and resource management?
How long have you been in Hettinger now in that area?
I just moved about 2 weeks ago, so just now getting started here, but I'm really excited.
Well, it's good to have you as a part of the team, NDSU, and looking forward to seeing what you bring with your unique background here and going forward. So, Rachel, thanks so much for taking time to be with us today. We really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. Thanks.
You bet. That's Rachel Gibbs. She has joined NDSU Extension at the Hettinger Research Extension Center as the Livestock Specialist for Ruminant System Management. So she's going to be the Southwest Region's lead livestock specialist for statewide extension livestock programs and assisting with developing educational programs, too. So big job, and Rachel Gibbs now a part of it and part of the great state of North Dakota now. Originally from West Central Texas.